The Copper Basin 300 usually sets the stage for the sled dog racing season, and this year's competitors will see some changes. The starting lineup will be in Paxton, about 70 miles north of Glen Allen, instead of Lake Louise, as in the past. The race is a qualifier for the Iditarod, and in recent years, more and more well-known mushers have been signing up for the run. The Copper Basin has drawn some big names in mushing this year. Lance Mackey, Ali Zirkel, Sebastian Snula, Ramey Smith, Mitch Seavey and Sonny Lindner will be competing in the race. Four-time Iditarod champ Lance Mackey says it's a good race for testing dogs.
The Copper Basin has, in 300 miles, everything to offer that you might experience on the Yukon Quest and or Iditarod. It's just a good warm-up. The layout has the perfect mileage between checkpoints. Checkpoints are very hospitable. You can drive around the whole race course, so you get all your gear back that you sent out that you don't use, which is one, maybe the only race in the sport that you can actually do that. And just the weather and everything, it's just a good warm-up for both these 1,000-mile races.
Mackey says rookie mushers will learn a lot by running the course.
It's titled the toughest 300 miles in the sport for good reason. You know, you get a little bit of overflow, a little bit of warm weather, cold weather, hills, no hills, lots of snow, no snow, everything. So it is definitely, in my opinion, the best qualifying race out there.
Although the Copper Basin area is known for frigid winters, the area did not escape the recent warm spell that swept much of the state, although trail reports indicate a foot of new snow between Paxton and Chistochina. Mackey says weather should not be a hurdle for this year's race.
There is no surprises when it comes to Copper Basin. You can predict, even on a normal year, and this doesn't seem to be a normal year, but you can predict just about everything. So, yeah, I'm going to take a lot of garbage bags and spare socks, because I know there's going to be some overflow.
The Copper Basin 300 starts Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Paxton Lodge and is expected to end back at the lodge on Sunday.